And also, we are going to find out what death means. First of all, to understand this really great problem, not what lies beyond death, what happens after death. You will find out, if you know how to die, and then if you know how to die, then what happens is irrelevant. So we're going to find out. Death is inevitable. Like any machinery, like any organism that is being constantly used, will inevitably come to an end. Old age, disease, and through disease, without not knowing what it means to die, die. So there is the problem of old age. And the old age to us is a horror. I do not know if you ever noticed how in the autumn a leaf falls from the tree, how beautiful it is. What lovely color, what gentleness, full of beauty, so easily destroyed. And with us, as we grow old, look at ourselves, the pretensions. The disfigurement, the ugliness. Observe it yourself. And it becomes a problem, old age, because we have not lived rightly in our youth, in our middle age. We have never lived at all, because we are frightened. Frightened of living and frightened of dying. And as we grow old, everything happens to us. So that is one of the problems. So we're going to find out what it means to die, knowing that the organism comes to an end, and knowing that the mind in its despair coming to an end will inevitably seek a hope, a comfort, in some theory, in the theory of resurrection or reincarnation. You know, the whole of Asia is conditioned to accept that theory, reincarnation. And they talk about it a great deal, write about it. They have invested their whole life in the hope of a new life, next life. But they forget one thing in that, one final, ultimate thing in that. That is, if you are going to be born next life, you must live rightly this life. Therefore, it means It matters tremendously what you do this life. How you live, what you do, what you think, how you talk, how your thoughts function. If you do not live rightly, next life you'll have the reward of not living rightly, which is punishment. But they forget all that and talk about the beauty of reincarnation, the justice, and all that trivial nonsense. So we are neither escaping from the fact through some theory, but facing the fact without fear. What does it mean to die? Knowing the organism comes to an end. What does it mean to die psychologically, inwardly? And in that dying, there is no argument. You can't say, wait a few days more, please. I haven't finished my book. I haven't become the chief executive of some beastly little organization. I haven't become the archbishop. Hold on a minute. You can't argue. So, one has to find out inwardly, psychologically, to die, how to die. To die, that is to end. To end to all the past, to all the pleasures, to the remembrance that you have cherished, to the things that you hold on to. To die every day. Not in theory, but actually. To die the pleasure that you had yesterday. Which means to die immediately to that pleasure. Not give it a continuance. And to live that way. So that the mind is always fresh. Young and innocent. Vulnerable. Is meditation. So if you have laid the foundation of virtue, which is order, that is, in relationship. And when there is this quality of love and dying, which is all of life, then the mind becomes extraordinarily quiet. Silent, naturally, not enforced through discipline, through control, through suppression. Then that silence is immensely rich. Then beyond that, no word, no description is of any avail. Then the mind does not inquire into the Absolute. Because it has no need to inquire. For in that silence, there is that which is. And the whole of this is the benediction of meditation.